The time has come to get ready for the 2022 World Cup. And what better way to prepare than by revisiting the World Cup's most amazing goals? I'm Brian Phillips. I'm making a podcast about the history of the Men's World Cup, told through the stories of 22 iconic goals. The show's called 22 Goals. It's out now on the Ringer Podcast Network, and we're having so much fun.
It's New York, New York, presented by FanDuel. Take a shot at betting the NBA with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, you can check out the new and improved Parlay Hub, filter by odds, sport, and bet type to easily find the most popular parlays and same-game parlays all on one page. Plus, start betting on the Explore page and the Pulse and bet live same-game parlays for every NBA game. So download the app today and bet with FanDuel, official partner of the NBA. The Ringer is committed to responsible gaming. Please visit rg-help.com to learn more about the resources and helplines available and listen to the end of the episode for additional details. Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit rg-help.com.
This episode is brought to you by Cars.com. When you add your car to your garage on Cars.com, you'll unlock access to real-time insights into how much your car is worth. Plus, view its historical and projected value to decide when to sell. So when the time is right, you can secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on Cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with your garage on Cars.com.
Welcome in, one and all. I did not expect in any way imaginable me firing this thing up. Just got off a flight. They lost my golf clubs. I'm all out of sorts. It's been a day. I think anybody who knows me would be the first to tell you. It has been a day. But it's been a day if you're a fan of the New York Mets, because one of the most iconic players in your franchise's history, one of the best pitchers, hands down, in the history of the New York Mets, has decided to take his talents to Arlington, Texas. Jacob DeGrom gets the bag. Jacob DeGrom leaves the Mets. And I'm not stunned. Based upon what we have heard over the last, few weeks, few months, even going back to last year, something has clearly been off between DeGrom and the Mets. Something has clearly been off. What that is, I have no idea. Maybe it's Jake is sick of the New York media. Maybe it's Jake is sick of living in New York. Maybe he wants the cattle ranch. He wants to be close to home, whatever the case may be. Well, he leaves. And this is the sort of situation, folks, where to me, all of the blame is on the player. To me, none of the blame here is on the New York Mets. I think Steve Cohen wanted Jake back. I think the Mets would have been willing to go and spend a good amount of money to keep him if they had the inclination that he wanted to come back. So I know there are reports out there talking about, the Mets never made a final offer, blah, blah, blah. Well, I think the Mets probably were able to read between the lines, quite frankly. You know, hey, this guy don't want to be here. He's great. He's an all-time Met, but he doesn't want to be here. We're moving on. My message, if I'm a New York Met fan, to Jacob DeGrom is screw you. It's as simple as that. Because this owner has money. This owner would have been willing to make it work out. You know they want a guy to go start to finish in a Met uniform. The Mets, listen, they haven't had many guys who have been able to do that. Tom Seaver, for goodness sakes, wasn't able to do that. You know, David Wright was one of the few, and we know how David Wright's end of his career turned out. This could end up being a blessing for the New York Mets, the idea that you're not giving Jake 5 years, but it was the sort of thing where if he wanted it, he could have made it happen. not on the owner, folks. This on the player. He didn't want to be here. And I think we will forever look at Jacob deGrom from this standpoint. Great talent. Great Met. But a me guy. He's going to Texas. Now, I know they hired Bochy. I know Simeon, Seager. They'll spend money. They needed a pitcher. All well and good. But let's be real about this. He's not making winning his number one priority by going to the Texas Rangers. He's not. So if I'm a Met fan, you know what my feeling is? Good riddance. We got an owner who's going to go and spend a gazillion dollars in other places. And I see in the chat a few minutes ago the idea of Aaron Judge going to the Mets. I don't think the Mets will revisit that. I would be surprised if that ends up being the case. I'd be very, very surprised. But you can't rule anything out with this owner. Does he get angry now and act differently now knowing that Jake's gone? I think the path for the Mets remains the same. It's Verlander or Rodon to replace Jacob deGrom. I expect one of those guys to be a Mets. I would hammer whatever you could find on a betting line that one of them is going to be a New York Met. And the Mets got to go and improve other places. We talked about that with or without Jake. If that's power, if that's going and signing a big bat or making a trade, Mets got to get better because clearly they were not good enough last year. They were good, but they were not good enough. All right, let's take some calls right out of gate. Let's lead it off with Clayton, who gets it started. Hi, Clayton. How we doing, buddy?
Prize tonight, but I agree with you. I think if Jake wanted to be a Met, they would have gotten this done. I really do. And I agree with you. I think Rodon's on the table. I also think Verlander's on the table, but I wouldn't count out, and maybe it's a long shot, but I think it also puts the Mets in the conversation of Shohei Ohtani. And I know.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt. Clayton, listen, when it comes to big players, the Mets are going to be linked to every big player imaginable. And Shohei Ohtani is 1,000% a name you could put on the list. I don't think it will happen, Clayton, this week at the winter meetings. But if we're talking about 6 months from now or we're talking about next year, yeah, I think there's a significant chance of that.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, like you said, now the Mets have to put this money elsewhere, though. And I think Nimmo certainly, it's a lot better chance for him to come back now that Jake is gone. I think they'll allocate that money. We need an outfielder for sure. I wasn't sure if Nimmo was going to be back here if DeGrom re-signed. I just didn't think there was enough money, even though this guy's got a lot of money. I just don't.
He's going to get a ton of money, though. You know, I've talked to a lot of people, Clayton, and I had Jeff Passan on the podcast, I want to say about a week and a half ago. And he mentioned $140 million for Brandon Nimmo, and my jaw dropped. I was like, what? And I'm not trying to disparage him as a player by any stretch. He had a good year for the Mets. I understand why the advanced stats guys really like him. Clayton, I don't know about you. I don't feel great about giving Brandon Nimmo $150 million.
Especially when you look at his injury history. I mean, last year was really the first year he played a full season. He's had some weird problems with the back of his neck or his back where that's kept him out at times. So, yeah, I agree with you. I think that would be a high price for Nimmo. But I think at this point, you know, you kind of got to look at your options. Unless the Mets somehow bring in Trey Turner, put him in the infield, put McNeil out there and right, and then moves Marte over to center. I'm not sure how they feel about Marte in center field for his defense. But, you know, they have some options here now. This opens up a lot of options. And I think, you know, if Steven Matz made Steve Cohen pay a lot of money to a lot of free agents last year, I think Jacob deGrom's going to do the same here.
Oh, I don't disagree with Clayton. I don't disagree with that. That's the difference to me from when the Mets lost. And I'm not trying to compare them as players. They're not comparable, Jose Reyes and Jacob deGrom. But when Reyes left, it was one of those situations where, holy moly, what are the Mets going to do now? This time around, I don't feel that way with this ownership group because I know what Cohen's going to do. He's going to say, screw that. Go get me Verlander or Rodon. We're going to go get a big bat. We're in it to win it. That's the good news. That's the comforting thing if you're a fan of the Mets. Different way of doing business these days. Let's head to the great Mark in Kings Park. He joins us. I think you're going to have to change that emoji, my man. How we doing?
Yeah, definitely think I got to change that emoji now, man. I got to tell you, I really thought that DeGrom was going to come back. and maybe I'm just naive and stupid or like whatever, but to me, there's like something to be said about that forever Met, like besides Ed Cranepool. And man, DeGrom, just like, do I think he's worth the money? No. But that doesn't mean that I can't be disappointed.
No. See, I agree with that, Mark. You should be disappointed. You're a lifelong Met fan. You're a guy who really appreciates history of baseball, history of organizations, the history of your team for that matter. Mark, there would have been something to be said for this guy going start to finish his entire career as a New York Met. But you know what it boils down to, Mark? And this is the difference now between the Mets of 2022 and the Mets of 10 years ago. We can't roast this owner and this GM for not getting it done because I think they wanted him back. I think Cohen would have moved heaven and earth to keep him. He didn't want to be here. Simple as that. He didn't want to be here.
Also, that it never got back to Cohen to me, you know, to make an offer to keep him either. And just seemed like, it just kind of seemed to me also though, like I'm disappointed, but it almost seemed like that he didn't want to come back though at the same time towards the end of the year. Like it just was different than, it's different than Brendan Nimmo. Like Nimmo, guy kept his jersey on, like he stayed extra long.
Oh, he couldn't wait to leave. Mark, listen, his body language at the end of the season told you a lot. His body language throughout the season told you a lot. He didn't want to be here. So if I'm a Met fan, you know what I'm saying? Goodbye. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. Thanks for the memories. We won't look at you the same way, but we're moving forward. And mark my words. Whether it is Verlander or Rodon, one of those guys is going to be a Met. You can take that to the bank.
I don't want Rodon. I'd rather have Verlander and the Asian pitcher that has been talked about. I'd rather have them. I really don't want Rodon.
Well, what's the fear? Giving Rodon a longer contract? I can understand that. My fear, though, Mark, here's my fear with Verlander. As great as he is, and he's phenomenal, the injuries and the age, are you going to, as a team, and I know the Mets can afford it. It's not a question of that. But are you going to kind of hold your hopes of winning a title on not one, but two 40-something-year-old pitchers? Man, that's dicey, bro. That's dicey.
No, you're right. And I totally understand that. But I'd rather do that than roll the dice that. And I mean, Rendon also hasn't been overly healthy either. And for 5 years, I don't think he's extremely talented either. He's had a good season, sure. But he doesn't have the track record that, you know, Verlander has too.
Yeah, I think Rodon, though, to counter, is a guy who's ascending. Now, some are going to say you worry about the Giants. You know, they know how to turn chicken you-know-what into chicken salad. That's fine. Rodon has always had nasty stuff. He's always pitched at a high level when he's been on the mound. If he's gotten over the injury bug, Mark, I think he's got a chance to be one of the best pitchers in baseball for a while. I really do.
But again, that's injuries. And if the Mets wanted to roll the dice on that, they would have just made DeGrom this silly offer because you have the same injury, you know, the same injury risk with that for 5 years. The other thing also that I really want to say, I got to disagree with you something, man. This year, maybe next year is different, but this year, I don't see Ohtani at all coming to the Mets. The reason why is I don't see the Mets willing to part with basically their entire farm system.
Well, and they shouldn't, Mark. They shouldn't. If a guy like Ohtani is telling them, hey, guess what? I want to be a Met. And I'm sure they're hearing through circles. He's going to the highest bidder, or he wants to stay on the West Coast, or whatever the case may be. I don't know, quite frankly, what Shohei Ohtani is thinking. The Mets have stressed this. If you've listened to Cohen, they are going to use the Dodgers as a model. And what have the Dodgers done a phenomenal job of? They develop players. Gavin Lux, Seager, even though he's going to be gone, Bellinger, Buehler, Urias, on and on and on. They spend money. They go and get the big guy when they need him. But they believe in developing players. So my sense would be Cohen, and he's wise, and he's right, and he's spot on for acknowledging this, he is feeling the same thing.
I hate to break it to you, you know, JJ, but what I think this opens up, I mean, me, I agree with you completely. I would not spend $140, $150 million for 5 years or whatever for Brendan Nimmo. If I'm going to spend $150, right, why would I not spend $320 for Aaron Judge? And by the way, also on top of that, I have to give up no prospects to get him, like I would have to do with Ohtani this year. Not next year, but this year.
Oh, listen, Mark. If Aaron Judge played for any other team aside from the New York Yankees, Aaron Judge would be the number one target for the Mets every which way. They need power. He is the ultimate power bat. Fits like a glove. But I believe the reports that are out there. I think Steve Cohen and Hal Steinbrenner are tight. I don't think Steve Cohen wants to get himself involved in those waters. I wouldn't rule it out, but I don't think he does. We shall see. Let's head to the great Anthony, who is up next. Hello, sir. How we doing?
JJ, how are you? They found your bags yet?
Well, my golf clubs are MIA. I know the weather is supposed to be horrible tomorrow. I actually thought about playing because it's going to be warm. Yeah, disaster, bro. That has never actually happened to me before, to be perfectly honest with you. So you never know what can happen.
You never know. Listen, I mean, I don't know, man. This, you know me, I'm a diehard Yankee fan. This really doesn't bother me or affect me at DeGrom leaving or whatnot. But I know the reports came out earlier that Hal and Cohen weren't going to, you know, go into a bidding war. The collusion was gone and blah, 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 blah. It's not there. I think this changes it. I think if... Look, you have a guy who's worth, what, $17 billion who just lost one of the best players for him. Now, granted, last year, did DeGrom really make a difference for the Mets? No. He played in 11 games. He really didn't make a difference. He didn't pitch well in the playoffs. But when the guy's healthy, he's the best pitcher in the league. It's just hands down. It's not debatable. I think this turns Cohen into, all right, we need bats. Our pitching is there. We could re-sign Bassett. There's talk about them going for Tyone. Let's talk to Tyone and they get 4 years, $56 million, which if that's the case, please don't bring him back to the Bronx for that much money at least. But if I was Cohen, listen, if it's the Giants or the Yankees, there's always a third sleeper team that always pops up out of nowhere. You know, Passan or Morosi will tweet it at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's a mystery team. If the Mets are going to go in there and up the bidding and Cohen decides, you know what, get me Judge, get me either one of the big shortstops who could play second, and, you know, a guy like J.D. Martinez is a good fit for them to be a DH and whatnot over Vogelbach. I think it raises a lot of questions. And I don't want to say Yankee fans should be scared because, personally, I think Judge is gone. And if he is, he is. If he isn't, he isn't. But I think it definitely makes it more interesting. And I think sports radio and I think these podcasts and whatnot, they'll be a little more enticing if Cohen is involved.
Oh, listen, yeah, I mean, from a Mets standpoint, they would love it. And from a Yankee standpoint, it's your worst nightmare. That's what it boils down to. I still don't think the possibility is as high as you're alluding to, Anthony, because I think the Mets and Cohen, for whatever the reason, if it's the tight-knit relationship he has with Hal, if it's the fact that Hal was very vocal in the idea of him getting the team, I could be wrong on this. Maybe we are eating major crow in a week or two and we're talking about Aaron Judge being a legitimate suitor for the Mets. I just don't get the sense that's the direction they're going in. I don't.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I agree with you. But at the end of the day, you know, look, friendship is one thing. Business is another. Look, when you look at it, no matter, like you said before, if Judge didn't play for the Yankees, even if he does, he did play for the Yankees. He fits every need the Mets have. You know, the Mets faltered with their bats, just like we have since 2017 in the playoffs. Look, it makes sense for him to go there. But at the end of the day, is it going to happen? I don't know. Could Judge use Cohen to just drive up the price on the Yankees and we get screwed with another 10-year disaster? Possibly. But win a World Series, and I don't care about the 10-year.
You're not going to be as bothered by it. 1,000%, Anthony. Listen, if they go and give Aaron Judge an 8 or 9 year contract and it's terrible, but they win a World Series in a year or two, you're going to say, you know what? It was worth it. I don't have any issues with the A-Rod contract. It was worth it. They won. They don't have 2009 without it.
This episode is brought to you by Jiffy Lube. Cars can be a big investment, so it's important to take care of them. I once got a car that I started out with 25,000 miles on. I got it to over 200,000 miles because I took care of it. You know how you take care of a car? You take care of the maintenance, the oil, the brakes, all that stuff. And if you don't, you can have a car just completely fall apart. When your car needs maintenance, head to Jiffy Lube. They provide automotive excellence at speed. Get your oil changed, brakes checked, tons of other multi-care services. It's all done by expertly trained technicians who actually care about taking care of you and your car. Jiffy Lube, car more. To find coupons and start an instant online estimate, visit JiffyLube.com.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. I was traveling internationally last year. I was in Mallorca. I didn't know the island well. I said, let me head to the north, head towards the water. Let me go on Hotels.com and see what they have available. Something preferably on the beach, maybe even a gym. Not only did I get those things, there was a kids session with exercise, gymnastics in the water, pony rides, a train. It had everything, and I didn't even want any of those things. But at least I knew they were there, just in case I changed my mind. And now finding the perfect hotel has never been easier thanks to the Hotels.com app. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly, right, all-inclusive, or a relaxing spa weekend, you can find exactly what you need and compare hotel prices, ratings, and amenities side by side. So start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app.
Let's head to where are we going to go? Samir is up next. He joins us. What's up, Samir? How you doing, buddy?
You got me, Jay?
I got you, Samir. Go ahead, baby.
So I guess one thing I want to say in response to something you said is I think I'm mostly more sad than anything else. Sad more than I'm mad. And you know, the Mets, the idea of somebody who, you know, was homegrown, came up through the system, the idea of, you know, having the 48 up on the rafters one day and maybe the plaque in Cooperstown one day, that was just something that would have been, you know, so, you know, it would have been so meaningful for, you know, this whole generation of Mets fans that we just haven't had a guy like that.
You haven't had a guy. Samir, that's such an excellent point. You haven't had a guy. Even, you know, the older Mets fan had to deal with Tom Seaver leaving because he got traded. You thought it was going to be Daryl and Doc, and obviously we know what happened with those guys. David Wright was your guy, yes, but the body broke down. He didn't end up having a Hall of Fame career, terrific career, but not a Hall of Fame career. And DeGrom was that guy. DeGrom is a Hall of Famer. DeGrom probably still, Samir, will go into Cooperstown with a Met hat on for the work that he's done since 2014 and beyond. The issue is it's not this full circle, start to finish Met career. The narrative is going to be Jake was a great Met, but Jake left for greener pastures. And make no mistake, the fact that there is no state tax in the state of Texas and the fact that Jake didn't want to be in New York, that's going to eat at you. I'm sorry. No Met fan is going to look at Jacob DeGrom the same way. They're going to respect what he did, but the love that you had for the player will not be the same.
Yeah, I you're right. But I guess one thing is, like, it's hard for me to really be mad at him because, you know, if he didn't want to be in New York, you know, it wasn't really his choice ever to be in New York. And if this is the first time he gets to choose where he lives, and if he doesn't want to be here, you know, just as like I don't know. It's hard for me to be mad at him. But at the same time, I just I'm sad.
Hey, move on. That would be my advice. You have a team that is going to spend big money. You have a team that is going to act like a big player in making moves and dictating what's going on. Move forward. It sucks, but this was a legitimate possibility. Legitimate possibility. Nobody should be surprised today. Let's head to Jake. Actually, I'm sorry. Let's head to Mo, who joins us. Sorry. What's up, Mo?
JJ, welcome back to New York, man.
It's good to be back, Mo. It's freezing. My golf clubs are gone. I got to get ready for TV in a half hour. I got to shave. What else is new? What's happening, bro?
Top. Yeah. Anyway, you know, JJ, I'm actually, you know, I share a room with my brother who's a big Mets fan. And all around our room right now, I see these newspapers, you know, Jake Superior, the 15Ks, the one. I mean, Mets fans, I'm thinking about it now. I'm probably from one of their biggest heroes to one of their biggest. I would say, like, right now, DeGrom's almost like an enemy in my eyes. Like, I don't think there was any amount of money that the Mets would have offered to Jake that would have made him stay. I don't even think in the 40s would have made him stay.
I think he wanted to leave. I'm right there with you, Mo, 1,000%. Some are going to make this about money. Some are going to say, oh, the Mets could have done more to entice him to stay. He didn't want to be here. You get that sense. Listen, if you're a team and you're dealing with a player, and a player is acting a certain way, and you're going through the process, and you realize, hey, he don't want to be here. He's got other offers. That's what it is. I think the Mets acknowledge Jake wanted to leave. Okay, we're moving forward. Goodbye.
Yeah, that's basically it. It was never about the money. Jake knew he was leaving probably just as last season started. I think.
Oh, 100%. And again, Mo, we don't know what the reason for bad blood is. I don't know if it's the media. I don't know if it's the state of New York. I don't know if it's the desire to have more space and you don't want to deal with taxes. Well, I don't know. I don't have a relationship with Jacob deGrom. I don't know what's going through his head, but the tea leaves were there. See, that's the thing, Mo. There are certain guys, like Judge, for example, with the Yankees. You know Judge wants to come back, but it's a matter of if he gets something that is far more substantial and far more significant elsewhere, he has to take that. He has to own that. He has to move forward as far as that goes. Judge, it's going to be about the Yankees taking care of him. I didn't get that sense with Jake and the Mets. Not at all.
For sure. You're right. Especially if the Yankees, it's completely different for the Yankees and the Mets. If the Yankees let Judge walk, it's 100% going to be for the money, not because Aaron.
And they're going to get roasted. Listen, you're noticing it now. Mo, how many times, bro, have we dealt with Met off-season news where we've killed the organization? They did not go the extra mile. They don't have the desire to go and put a championship caliber team on the field. That's been plenty of talking points within the Mets over the years. It's not anymore. You can't tell me otherwise. He don't want to be here. Move forward. Go get the next dude. Let's head to Jesse, who's up next. He joins us. Hi, Jesse. How we doing, buddy?
How's it going, man? Thanks for having this.
Jesse, what's up?
Not too much, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing well. What's going on?
Hey, I think this is a guy who essentially never got over signing a big deal and being underpaid 3 weeks later. I think it all came down to that.
You know, that's an excellent, excellent point, Jesse. Now, again, that is the previous regime. I am sure that Steve Cohen had a conversation with Jake. You know, after Gerrit Cole got his big contract from the Yankees, and maybe he was peeved and he was ticked off about the fact that, you know, Max Scherzer was making all the money he was making. I'm fairly certain that a guy like Cohen would say, look, Jake, you know what you mean to the Mets. We're going to take care of you. You're going to opt out, but we're going to take care of you. So I don't think this is about the Mets, though, Jesse. I think this is about Jake saying, for whatever the reason, I want out of here.
Well, I expect him to pivot pretty quickly to Verlander. I bet he's a Met within 48 hours. They're going to spend and they're going to do it, but it's just a sad day. And I hope he's happy on the other side, but, you know, sad to leave him, and I guess wish him success.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you're being way nicer, I think, than most Met fans are going to be. And how about the fact that the Texas Rangers come to town next year? Come to Citi Field. That's a nice marquee spotlight game for Jake. There we go. The 28th through the 30th. The crazy thing about that series, I will be married at that time. Oh, my God. Just saying that is just frightening. Not going to lie. Super frightening. Let's head to our buddy Lee, who's up next. Hi, Lee. How we doing, Mal?
Hey, JJ. How you doing, man?
Lee, I'm doing okay. What's up, pal?
Listen, I got to tell you, I am so glad they did not sign that contract. They do not even have the chance to offer. That is an insane number.
It's a ton of money. It's a long-term commitment for a guy who has been unable to stay healthy. 5 years and $185 million. The potential for a sixth year. Yeah, it's a monster contract. But Lee, I think the Mets would have been willing to give it to him. I really do. If they got the sense that Jake wanted to be here, I think they would have given him the deal. But I think they kind of see it. They saw the writing on the wall and they said, he don't want to be here, so screw him. We're not giving him the contract.
And I don't think they would. And I think if they did, you'd have a lot more angrier Met fans than you're going to get tonight.
Oh, 100%. And I can sense it, Lee. I can sense it. I've talked to a bunch of Met fans, whether it's over Twitter, whether it's here on Spotify Live, whether it's in my text groups. You know, it sure seems like the Met fan is mad at player, the Met fan is not mad at brass and ownership. Guy's making all sorts of trouble these days. Anthony in Syosset. Hi, Syosset.
How are you?
I'm doing okay, Syosset. I didn't expect to be working right about now, but, you know, that's the way it goes, bro. Listen, we had no days off here for the New York crew. At least it wasn't when I was in Disney World yesterday, you know?
Vacation good? Everything good?
I mean, listen, everything was great. Got back in one piece. You know, my phone's blowing up when I get off the airplane, but, you know, it is what it is.
You had a nice day? That nice, relaxing day?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. Nothing to report.
That's it. No, I just wanted to check in, see how you're doing. I don't really have any. I mean, I like the Jets. I'm on USC here, and that's it. I just wanted to check in on my buddy, see how he was. Nothing else to really say.
Well, I appreciate that, Syosset. Sometimes we need the mental health check. So I appreciate that. And I know you're giddy that DeGrom left the Mets. You can admit it. You're giddy.
Listen, you want me to be honest? It's like, because I actually think it's smart. Like, I'm not trying to tweak the Met fan here. The guy went a full calendar year without pitching, and he found a team willing to give him 5 years. You know what I mean? It's like, you can't. So the Met fan being bothered, yeah, there's part of me, whatever, but it's the right move. I mean, dude, would you give this guy 5 years at that money?
No.
You can't do it. So, and the Met, listen, the Met fan's going to realize that. See, the thing with the Met fan was they got the owner and they thought they were going to get every free agent. But here's the thing. I actually tip my hat to your owner, because this is a Wall Street guy showing you that you don't put bad money on bad contracts. That's what it is. So in due time, the Met fan will realize that. But again, I just want to be clear. I just called to see how my friend was doing, just to check in on him and see how his day was. That was the point of my call.
Well, listen, Syosset, I appreciate the love. You enjoy the football this weekend. And who knows what will transpire over the next, I don't know, 48 to 72 hours. You never know. You never know. All right, let's head to Jake, who joins us next. Hi, Jake. What's up, buddy?
What's up, JJ? How you doing?
Jake, I'm doing okay. What's up, man?
I don't know. I'm just shocked by this deal, man. I mean, it's...
You are? See, I'm not. Jake, I got to be honest, dude. I'm not shocked at all. Because the sense I got, Texas is desperate. They hired a win-now manager. They spent a ton of money last year. They have no starting pitching. I had a feeling Texas was going to be a big player for DeGrom. But it tells you a lot about DeGrom. It tells you a lot about him that his priority is money and playing down in Arlington as opposed to playing with a winner. Just saying.
Absolutely. And also, yeah, I knew the Rangers were going to be a big, big contender. I just thought DeGrom would be like the type of guy who would just stay with the organization. You know what I mean? He came up with them. They're finally starting to win. And then now he leaves. It's crazy.
Yeah, Jake, I'm not surprised, because he made it clear to everybody he was opening the process of going to free agency. And opting out is one thing. There was just too much damn smoke all year, last year, about him being unhappy. That doesn't come from nowhere. Here's my feeling on Jake. He's a great talent. Best pitcher, one of the best pitchers I've ever seen in my life. Do I get the sense? Beningo has told me this for a long time, and I agree with him. The Mets could lose, and if Jake threw seven innings of one-run baseball, he's sleeping A-OK. That's what he's about. That's fine. You can win with a guy like that, but that kind of tells you about him a little bit, you know? Let's head to the great Elmhurst. Charlie is up next. Hi, Charlie. What's up, buddy?
Hey, JJ, what's going on?
Charlie, I haven't done one of these in a while. It's good hearing your voice. What's up, dude?
Oh, it's been good. It's been good talking to you. I'm pretty sure you enjoyed the vacation. And I fully support what you do. I love what you're doing, man, every single day.
I love you, buddy. Listen, you're one of my loyal guys. You're one of my true blue kind of guys. And listen, the support that I get from all of you every day when we do this journey, whether it's on our podcast, which you guys download, and the numbers are tremendous, and I can't thank you enough for that. These Spotify Lives where you guys are participating, it's 9:13 on a Friday night, and this is where you guys want to be. What I do on television, you find out who's in your corner, Charlie. And many of you, in fact, all of you, I can't thank you enough. I love you all from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I love you. Well, it work and keep it going. And before I talk about this old DeGrom stuff, best bet of the week, it was yesterday, that Thursday night game.
Yeah, give me credit. I mean, I actually like the Patriots. I was dumb enough to like the Patriots. I texted Simmons and the East Coast Buys boys, and they were like, no, that's a bad bet. Simmons was like, don't do it. I didn't listen. You know, sometimes I should listen, Charlie. Just saying. Sometimes I should.
Now, in terms of this deal, I think, you know, this kind of deal reminds me of that you know, the Cano leaving. Like, I thought he was going to be, like, you know, first Dominican to get his number retire. And I think Jacob DeGrom much respect to him, but he turned out to be, like, you know, go after the money. And state income tax is there. There's no nothing there. So, like, that ballets the contract. But I think they really had the limit.
They had a limit, and I think they knew the player didn't want to be here, Charlie. I think when you add all of that up, that's the grand equation. DeGrom, skeptical on being here, clearly did not show his love to the organization. I think that's pretty obvious. And got paid. That was his number one priority. He got the biggest offer. He doesn't have to be in New York anymore. I think he's happy about it, Charlie. I really do.
And yeah, good luck with the Houston Astros and upcoming Seattle Mariners over there. So, hey, I just want to check in on how you doing right now for you. And I'm just like cloud nine in terms of like waiting on Aaron Judge deal to come.
Yeah, I mean, listen, a lot of nervous energy, Charlie. I think there's going to be a lot of nervous energy for Yankee fans over the next couple of days as you get ready for the winter meetings. This one surprised me. I did not think this would happen before San Diego, but here we are. Here we are. Let's take two more because then I got to get all dolled up and I got to get ready for TV. I hope they remember what I look like. I love my SNY family. They are the best. My Ringer family, my SNY family, New York. Yeah, I love everybody these days. I really do. Well, almost everybody. Let's head to Aaron, who joins us next. Aaron, what's up, pal?
Hey, man. I'm fine with DeGrom leaving the Mets, honestly, because, yeah, I don't think he'll ever be healthy again.
Yeah, and 5 years, crazy money. And, Aaron, you know the Mets will go and make moves in other places. They're not going to sit on their hands this offseason and be quiet. You know that, and I know that. So I think that's the comforting element of this from a Mets perspective.
It's not going to age well. This Rangers team isn't going to be that good. He doesn't value winning and whatever. That's not a knock on him. He's one of the greatest players in franchise history. I have a question for you now. Who do you think is the best? If you take away DeGrom and you take away Judge because he's a free agent, who's the best New York athlete who started their career with the team, and not including hockey's, because neither of us are hockey guys.
Man, started with, so basically a lifelong New York player. So a guy like Scherzer or Cole would not, it's gotta be Alonso, right?
I'm thinking, yeah, he's in the mix. Sauce is in the mix.
It's too early. As good as he is, it's too early for Sauce, Aaron. It's too early. No. And I love Nestor, Aaron. It's, let's be fair to Alonso. It's Pete. If we're taking Judge out of the equation and we're taking the hockey guys out of the equation, yeah, it's Pete, who is now the undisputed face of the New York Mets. Let's take one more. The great Jeff, money, the floor is yours. My condolences on. Did I make it back just in time or what?
Back, even with all the ringing in the ear for you. You made it back, no problem, you know? But I'm not surprised about DeGrom, to tell you the truth. I knew it was like 50-50. We knew deep down he didn't want to come. Look at the difference with Diaz. Diaz was all, you know, we knew Diaz wanted to come back. Boom, boom, boom. They signed him, no problem. And I'm glad he went to the American League. Let him go to the Rangers. Let him have fun over there, you know?
Hey, moving on. That's my mentality, Jeff Money. Goodbye and good riddance. You had a chance to be a Met for life. You had a chance to be a guy who kind of did it from start to finish. You're more concerned about income tax. You're more concerned about where you're living. You didn't want to be here. Fine. We're moving on without you. Period.
Because how can you say, you know, if you want to, he wants to win a championship, but why would he go to the Rangers, right?
100%. 100%. If you think you were, if we're talking, where do you have a better chance to win next year? The Mets or the Rangers? You decide, Money. You decide.
Right, absolutely. Just, you know, it's like whatever. Like you said, like good riddance with him. And that's how I feel. I don't really give a shit. Once you're gone, that's it. Not a Met. And I'll look forward. Hopefully he's going to pitch his ass at the end of August when they come to Citi Field. We'll have to see.
I can guarantee it is, Jeff Money. Appreciate the call. Make some money over the course of the weekend. Not the games we're heads up in, of course. I wish you well in every single one of those games. And I love the card this week. The amount of betting that I am going to do this weekend on the NFL, it's so glorious. The state of Florida did not have the legalized apps, which bothered me. I mean, listen, last week we got everything in before we left. No problems there. But like the boost on Monday and Thursday, I couldn't get involved. Pissed me off. So it is so good being back. I'm on FanDuel app. I'm looking at this. I'm looking at that. I'm looking at this Utah game right now, which is not going particularly well. I think I got to stop betting on USC. I think that betting against USC, I think that's what it boils down to. So it is good to have the wagering back in my life, but it's also good that I am back in the Big Apple just in time. We don't miss big news around here. I could have been hanging with the Caballeros and Mickey. Thankfully, we're back. And I love all of you. We'll have a podcast Sunday after a monster day of New York sports. Jets, Giants, and I'm sure there'll be more baseball aftermath. Get ready for that. JJ out. Enjoy your weekend. Surprise, surprise. Be good, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. As a ruthless king builds his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.